Largest book in the Bible. You will then flip over just a few pages and you should run right into the book of Proverbs, the following book. And it's the last chapter, Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31. Well, you know, this is a very, very special day. A day that reminds us of how blessed we are by God Almighty in so many ways. But especially you moms. Oh, you moms, how much we love you and thank God for you. Thank you for being faithful. I trust today's message will be an encouragement to all of us. I trust the Holy Spirit will take it and use it in each of our hearts, whoever you are, as a mother or even as a father or as a child here. We are asking God to use this time. You know, motherhood is an awesome role, truly. It is a great, greatly important role that God has designed for the home. In fact, I have a few things here that state that when you know motherhood has truly set in. When do you know that when motherhood has truly set in? Well, here are just a few things that this author mentioned. These are not original with me, but this is what this one author wrote. He said, motherhood has truly set in when you offer to cut up other people's food. That's a sign. Motherhood has truly set in when you hide in the bathroom to be alone. Amen. I heard that honk. Motherhood has set in when you hope ketchup is a vegetable because it's the only one your kids will eat. Amen. Motherhood has set in when you read that the average five-year-old asks 492 questions a day and you feel proud your child is above average. Motherhood has truly set in, perhaps even in a pandemic, when you use your own saliva to clean your child's face. Motherhood has truly set in when you count the sprinkles on each kid's cupcake to make sure they're all equal. Motherhood has set in when you hear your mother's voice coming out of your mouth. Sometimes that might be scary to you. Motherhood has truly set in when you stop criticizing the way your mother raised you. And motherhood may have set in when you say at least once a day, I'm not cut out for this job, but you wouldn't trade it for the world. You know, God has designed the role of a mother to be mightily used for His glory. And today, I want to look at a chapter that proves that very thing in the Word of God. The Bible has a lot to say about moms. And I want to remind you before we dive into the scriptures that whether you're a single mom or perhaps just a single lady, this applies to the truths here of a virtuous woman apply to all women and girls. But you know, these truths also apply most definitely to the character of even men. We can make the application that this applies to us too, because we know they're repeated throughout the Word of God. And these truths and characteristics are applied to men as well. I want to draw your attention to Proverbs chapter 31. And notice verse number 10. I'm going to read one verse, we'll pray, and then we'll dive right into the message. Notice with me Proverbs 31, verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, I confess to you that I can't preach, Lord, without your empowering. If I do, it'll be in vain, Lord. It'll be like one that beateth the air. But my prayer this morning is I would not preach in the arm of the flesh, but dear God, I would preach in the fullness of your Spirit. And dear God, I pray for the listeners, my dear friends that are out here in this drive-in service who have made the drive. God, I do pray that you would help them to be filled with your Spirit as they listen. And I pray for all those that are sitting at home and tuning in via live stream. Would you help them to be filled with your Spirit and to be attentive to what you have to tell us this morning? And may, Lord Jesus, you be glorified and exalted above all. For we pray these things in your precious name. Amen. The title of this morning's message is A Thank You Letter to Mom. A Thank You Letter to Mom. You know, here I am 39 years old, and I look back on my life and I think of how much I should have written my mom a thank you note, not just on Mother's Day. I wish I would have written one at least once a week. Perhaps even once a month, just sent mom a card or a letter in the mail and just expressed my appreciation. I look back on that, but I'm reminded that I can't focus on the past, but I can focus on today and what's ahead. And I see here this morning characteristics that a mother, may I remind you, a mother wrote down for her son. His name is Lemuel, King Lemuel. We know that because if you notice verse 1 of chapter 31, notice what your Bible says. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy, now get it, that his mother taught him. And the following things that we are going to see in Proverbs 31 were instructions from a godly mother. And I want to take a little liberty here this morning, if you would allow me, without adding anything to Scripture. I'm not trying to do that. But if I were Lemuel years later, I would like to express to you in today's message of perhaps what would have Lemuel written years on after he found that virtuous woman. What kind of letter or thank you letter would he have written? I use my sanctified imagination in this, but I would think that Lemuel would basically thank his mom for what she instructed him. And not only instructed him, but the life that she tried to live out for the glory of God. A thank you letter to mom. A virtuous woman, the Bible says, who can find her? In other words, it goes on to say that she's far above rubies, the value of rubies. Her price is far above rubies. What does that mean? It basically means these two things. It means that she is rare, and it means that she's valuable. In fact, it means that that you don't find them often, but when you do, you find one that who is seeking to honor the Lord Jesus Christ with her life. And the following qualities that we see in this chapter are written again from a mother's perspective. Why? Guiding her son and how to find a good wife. Which, mothers, I hope you do that if you have a son, when they're appropriate age, guiding them and what to look for in a godly woman, a godly girl. You know, what's interesting about this chapter is starting in verse 10, it's actually a Hebrew poem written for memorization's sake, but each of the verses begins with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Of course, we can't see that. It's translated into English, but that's what this poem, that's what this portion of Scripture is. It's a poem that this dear mother wrote and encouraged her son on what to look for. Now, let me say this. I'm sure she was imperfect in all these qualities. There has never been a perfect mother on the face of this earth, not even the mother of God, Mary. She was not perfect. She was a sinner. She needed the mercy and forgiveness of her son, her Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we all fall short. There's no such thing as a perfect father, only our heavenly Father. But you see, one thing that we know for sure is that God gives us characteristics not to be perfect in, but to strive for perfection, that we might better honor and glorify Him. And I believe that's what she was teaching her son. She was guiding him to find a good wife. Now, she knew that his success as a king depended on the help of a godly wife. And a mother, a godly mother to his children. You know, I believe that wholeheartedly. Behind every good man, there's a great a woman, a great wife, a great mother. I guarantee you that. And there may be some exceptions out there, but for the most part, you can almost guarantee that very fact. And today we honor moms. And I wonder what Lemuel would have written to his mother after watching her life and listening to her instructions. So I'm going to move through these rather quickly. But would you just allow me the liberty to read to you a thank you letter? That if I were Lemuel, things I would have said to my mom, and in fact, I do say to my mom today. Dear mom, thank you. Number one, if you ought to draw your attention to verse 11, I would say, dear mom, thank you for loving dad. Notice what verse 11 says. It says, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Verse 12 says, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. I would say, mom, thank you for loving dad. Mom, thank you for being trustworthy. Thank you for being faithful to dad. Thank you for having integrity. Thank you that dad didn't have any fear of you betraying him. Mom, thank you for not bad-mouthing dad when many times he probably deserved it. Mom, thank you for seeking to speak well of dad and where dad could trust you. I'm thankful for that. There are many times that I can reflect right now. I don't remember my mother ever speaking evil to me about my dad. Now, I can remember times that my mom stood up to my dad when he was being foolish and ridiculous. My mom had backbone. But it wasn't a situation where later on in a separate room where I was with her and she said, can you believe your dad? He's such a scoundrel. He's a foolish man. Can you believe the way he talks to me? I never in my life heard any words like that. I didn't hear my mom criticize my dad. And I would write in that thank you note, and I'm sure Lemuel too, mom, thank you for loving dad. Thank you for respecting him, even when he didn't deserve to be respected. Oh, how thankful I am, mom. We notice that also in verse 28. In that same regards, it says, her children arise up and call her blessed, and her husband also, he praiseth her. You know, I'm so thankful for that. You know, there are situations that some moms are put in where they do have to make very hard decisions. I understand that. Or when there especially is abuse in play. And I'm not referring to that, to a mother taking any type of abuse. You understand that. But I am talking about a mom who just is trustworthy and her husband, believes in her and thanks God for her, that she will back him up when he's down, when he's hurt, when he messes up. Oh yes, thank you, mom, for loving dad. Secondly, I would say thank you, mom, for being a hard worker. Mom, you worked so hard. If you look through this proverb, notice verses 13 through 14. She's like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. When I read that verse after studying it a couple of times, I'm reminded of the carts that our moms come out of Kroger with. It's like ships of food, especially during this pandemic. You know, she goes out and she gathers and gets the supplies that are needed and she brings them in and she works hard. She works hard at home. Verse 13, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. I would say, mom, thank you for not being lazy. That's what I would say, mom. Thank you for being a hard worker. Verses 16 through 19, notice what the Bible says. She considereth a field and buyeth it. She has perception. She says, with the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengthen her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. Mom's a hard worker. You've heard the old phrase. I don't know who said it, but a mother's work is never done. So true. I read just recently the average working mom clocks in 98-hour work weeks. With her day typically starting at 6:23 a.m., she doesn't end up finishing her work or family duties until 8:31 p.m., meaning she works 14 hours per day. And that's even with moms that are stay-at-home moms. The same thing. That's the amount of hours that many of most put in. I would say, Mom, thank you for all the hours of laundry that you did for me. Thank you for all the hours of cooking you did for me. Mom, thank you. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for cleaning my room when I should have been doing it myself. Thank you for all the work you put in. I would say, Mom, thank you for all the years that you put in at the bank. My mom worked in the bank all her years until she retired. But that didn't stop her from when she came home. She was always doing things around the house. She was always doing things. She was working hard. Even when it came time to take trips and different things like that, she was like a busy ant running around, making sure everything was in place. How I remember that. And I think about my wife in the same way. And how she too follows in, just such a hard worker. And moms, I want to thank you for the countless hours that you put in daily. And I know you wouldn't trade it for the world because of the investment you're making. But please understand today, we appreciate it. And we please forgive us for not thanking you enough. And may God help us to do that more often. And I hope that children that are listening to me, I hope you make it a habit to thank mom for her hard work. I don't practice it perfectly, but I always try to remind my children that when mom prepares a meal, say, Mom, thank you for the good meal. I try to practice that gratitude because they work hard and sometimes we take it for granted, don't we? Moms, thank you for working so hard. I see also if I was in Lemuel's shoes writing back years later, I would, according to verses 15 and 20, I would say, thank you, Mom, for being compassionate. Look at verses 15. It says that she riseth also while it is yet night, in the middle of the night, wee hours of the morning, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Notice verse 20. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. Wow. I think about my mom and I think about King Lemuel's mother. She obviously had a heart for others. In fact, if you think about it, you could sum up this chapter, this poem, in just a few words, if you just wanted to paraphrase it. She cared for others. Read through it. It hardly gives any where she's giving attention to herself. You read all these verses and what is it? It's always pointed toward others. It's pointed toward investing in her husband and her children and the poor and the people of her community. She's investing in others always. And it's because of her compassion. And how grateful I am for you mothers that bring forth compassion and always thinking out how you can be a blessing to others. Thank you for that example. Thank you for that. She is wanting to make sure people don't go without. And you moms do a great job of that. I remember, you may have heard the story before. Joanne and I had just been married maybe a year. It was our first Christmas. And things were sort of tight around our home. We didn't have a whole lot of money at all. In fact, that year, we weren't going to be able to afford a Christmas tree. And I love Christmas trees. I love Christmas time and decorating them in the lights. And that was a tradition I had always practiced and I still do. And I like it. But that year, that particular year we were first married, I was in Bible college working full time and couldn't do it. Well, we were home visiting mom and dad and mom caught wind that we weren't going to be having a Christmas tree that year. Well, I want to tell you, she wasn't going to settle for that. In fact, makes the story so funny is my dad was thinking to himself, and he kind of probably made a little comment, and I love daddies in heaven, but dad probably made some kind of comment, oh, honey, they'll be all right. They don't need a Christmas tree every year. You know, he said, they'll be fine. Well, evidently, after we left, the conversation restarted. And mom, I guess, started getting some of those crocodile tears in her eyes and was just thinking, honey, I wish they'd have a Christmas tree this year. Well, we weren't but about maybe 5 to 10 minutes down the road and my phone rings. And I pick up, I say, hey, Dad. Dad says, come on back. I'm getting you a Christmas tree. Amen. You know, that's just a heart of moms, isn't it? They're compassionate. They're always thinking about others having something and not going without, and how grateful I am for my mom. I'm grateful for my sweet wife, Joanna, who feels the same way about our children. And I'm sure you mothers do too. And I just want to thank you, moms. I'd make sure I put that in the thank you note. And also, I believe that King Lemuel would have thanked his mom for being prepared. I believe he would have said, "Thank you, Mom, for being prepared." Verse 21, notice what the Bible says. It says, "She is not afraid of the snow for her household." Why? "For all her household are clothed with scarlet." This is a verse of preparation. In other words, no matter if the strongest winter of the year came in, Mom's prepared. She's got the quilts lined up. She's got the clothes lined up. She's got the coats lined up. She's got the extra socks lined up. She is prepared for whatever comes. And I want to thank God for moms, because they have a heart of preparation. It seems like it's that mom that always has that crinkled up Band-Aid at the bottom of her purse when somebody has a cut and can't find a Band-Aid. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for moms who are prepared, and I would put that in there. Mom, thanks for always seemingly to have a solution, even if it's not perfect. It seems like mom's going to come up with something. If you agree with that, would you say amen? Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Mom. You know, one author said, "The virtuous wife or mother has the wisdom, diligence, and preparation to ready her household for all kinds of challenges and adversity." And dear folks, I think about these past 6 weeks. I think about the great challenge it's been to especially moms. With kids being at home more perhaps, and the different stress levels of schooling, and boy, just a lot of unexpected things have happened. Not to deal with the anxiety of being concerned about the COVID-19. And different things of that nature. You factor all those things in. That's a lot of adversity. But you know, moms, thank you for maintaining your course. Thank you for not coiling up in surrender. Thank you for just saying, "We're going to make preparations and we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this by the grace of God." And moms being prepared, I'd have to say that. A mom, thank you for being prepared for what life brings our way. And then I would also say, notice with me there, I must move quickly. I would say also, number 5, thank you, Mom, for being strong and honorable. Notice number verse 25. She said, "When you're looking for a wife, make sure she has strength and honor." That strength and honor are, get this, you ought to underline this in your Bible if you do that, because it's important, are her clothing. "And she shall rejoice in time to come." Notice that strength and honor are her clothing. One author said this, "She cares more about the display of her character than the outward display of her clothing." And I'm thankful for moms that spend time and being fashionable and making sure they want to be presentable and be beautiful. There's nothing wrong with that at all, and that's a blessing. But boy, thank God for the virtuous mom that says, "I'm more concerned about my inward character and the strength and honor and of integrity, that I be clothed with that primarily." And I would thank my mom for that. There would be many times that my mom, I could remember, I needed something. This is just a silly example, but it just shows a little glimpse. My mom would need something, and boy, she had to go to the store and had to be done quickly. Boy, she'd throw her hair back, no makeup, maybe sweatpants and a sweatshirt, and have to do what she had to do, and different. That's a little example, but my mom's integrity there, that she didn't. Mom, bless the mom that cares more about her character than her outward appearance. You see, she was strong and honorable. But notice number six, in the thank you note, I would say, thank you, Mom, for being happy. Thank you, Mom, for your smile. But notice verse 25, it says, "And she shall rejoice in time to come." In the days ahead of whatever comes, she's going to rejoice. You can always look to Mom to give you a smile. A smile that goes 100 miles in your heart. A smile that helps you stand strong. A smile of encouragement. A smile of approval. A smile of appreciation. A smile of support. I'm so thankful for the smile of a mother. Oh, how precious it is. A mother that has a happy heart. Oh, I would say, Mom, thank you for being happy. Thank you for enjoying life. Notice also, I would in that thank you note say, Mom, thank you for being wise. In verse 26, she opened her mouth with wisdom. Mom sharing those words of wisdom that are helpful, that don't tear me down, but build me up. Words of wisdom that prepare me for the traps and the snares ahead. Words of wisdom that help me understand life. I'd say, thank you, Mom. Thank you for keeping me in check many times when I was out of hand. I'd say, thank you, Mom. Number 8, I'd say, thank you, Mom, for being kind. Verse 26, it says, in her tongue is the law of kindness. Oh, how thankful I am for the mom that I had, for the words of kindness that were often shared. I believe King Lemuel would write back and say, Mom, thank you for pointing me to a kind woman, but Lord, thank you for being a kind woman who was just gracious towards me and did not belittle me and treat me as trash, but you treat me as someone that was important and precious to you and someone you cared about. Thank you for your kindness. Number 9, I would say thank you, Mom, for looking out for us. Notice verse 27. It says, she looketh well to the ways of her household. Notice, she looketh well. Mom's always looking out for us, isn't she? Mom's always double checking that list. Mom's always doing what she can to make sure we have the best. And thank God for moms with that attitude and spirit. She looketh well for her household. She wants the best. Not for pride, I hope, but that we might be comfortable, that we might be blessed with the best that she can provide. And the husband, she's always looking out for us. And number 10, and I believe the most important that made all the others possible, is this. I would say, thank you, Mom, for fearing God. Thank you, Mom, for fearing God Almighty. Notice in your Bible, it says here in verse number 30, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Oh, how I would say, Mom, thank you for fearing God. Thank you for your relationship with God. And folks, the only way to have a relationship with God is through the Messiah, through the Savior, Jesus Christ. And I believe she had that. I believe that we don't know for sure who this King Lemuel is, but we do know that he could possibly have been a pagan at one time that got saved. And the way his mother is writing here gives very good implications that she too was saved. And she had a relationship with Christ. And moms, the greatest gift that you can give your children is your relationship with God. Your love for your Savior. Your love for Jesus Christ. And I believe King Lemuel would have ended that note with saying, Mom, thank you for being authentic. Thank you for being genuine and sincere in your walk with God. There's no such thing as a perfect walk with God. But I do believe children see when Mom is trying, when Dad is trying, by the grace of God, admitting their mistakes, admitting their shortcomings and failures, but yet getting back up and saying, Jesus is worthy. He's worthy of our life, children. And I believe King Lemuel would say, thank you, Mom. I believe he'd say, thank you, Mom, for praying for me. I don't know if this is true or not, but in my imagination, I wonder if Lemuel wouldn't have remembered the times he saw Mom praying in the kitchen. Maybe at the kitchen table. Maybe in the living room where she saw her reading her Bible. And it just stuck with him. It made an impression upon him. Moms, thank you for your love for the Lord, and thank you for your prayers for us. Thank you. Listen to what Abraham Lincoln said. He said, I remember my mother's prayers, and they have followed me. They have clung to me my entire life. Abraham Lincoln. Oh, thank you, Mom. Thank you for loving the Lord. Oh, that's what I would write in the thank you letter. And that's what I do write in the thank you letter to my mom. And moms, I want to thank you here today. I want to thank you, moms, that are tuning in live stream. May the Lord Jesus be glorified in your life because of your determination to live to be a virtuous woman so that He might be glorified. And so that children will be blessed. And so husbands and dads will be blessed. We thank you, Mom. I like what Lisa Turker said and when she quoted, "Motherhood is a million little moments that God weaves together with grace, redemption, laughter, tears, and most of all, love." I believe she's very accurate in that. Moms, we honor you and thank you for not giving up on us, for not giving up on yourself, and most of all, for not giving up on God. Moms, you are truly a blessing to us. Your role is irreplaceable, invaluable, and inspirational. Moms, God created you to make this world a better place, and we are forever grateful. May you be encouraged today, Mom, and may your life be dedicated to walking with God. And the rest of us, may we support Mom by thanking her, loving her, and honoring her. Would you pray with me, please?